Talk about a battleship. Navy brass have decided to recompete the gigantic Next Generation Enterprise Network contractor, NGEN. But this time around, they're considering some tweaks in the way they award that contract, and that includes expanding the roster of companies getting contracts to a flotilla. Federal News Radio, Scott Massioni has more.
The Navy uses a massive contracting vehicle called Next Generation Enterprise Network, or NGEN, to handle a huge amount of its IT needs. Last time the contract was awarded, it came out to be about $3.5 billion. That contract bought services for the government-owned Navy Marine Corps intranet, the Marine Corps Enterprise Network, and OneNet. But now the Navy wants to tinker with the way it awards the NextGen contract in June 2018. The current contract is awarded to just one company, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Services. But this time around, the Navy's thinking about a multi-source contract. That way, different services within the contract can be segmented out. Different companies can run different parts of a whole IT system. Here's Captain Michael Abreu, the program manager for Naval Enterprise Network Program Office, during an industry day in Vienna, Virginia.
I see this as another evolutionary step where as a large-scale enterprise services program office, we're trying to do quite a few things and consolidate our business practices on NIPR and CIPRNET to provide best value to the Navy. So in terms of course correction, the ability for the government and the Navy to achieve that best value in a different way, I think is worth exploring. So when we talk about multiple contracts and segmentation, I think that is the largest change that we're contemplating from the current business model today. Right? So we have a single enterprise service provider. In the future, we're contemplating multiple contracts for pieces of that service provider. The number is still TBD, but I think that would be the biggest course correction.
Here's what the Navy's thinking about doing. Right now, the Navy owns the network, but all the services on it are handled by a single contractor. Things like productivity services and device management. The Navy wants to break those services out into different segments. It's currently thinking about six different segmentations. Things like end-user hardware, file sharing, transport, service integration, and service management. Instead of having one company do all of that, it's possible that one company may do each of those things. Here's Abreu again.
What we're trying to do now is look at what this business model is doing for us today and how it could potentially change in the future. So because we own the infrastructure that allows us to be able to do those sorts of things, be able to contemplate segmentation, to be able to have a dialogue with industry about the best way to do business, as well as have some flexibility in terms of what pieces we might want to bundle together and manage together, or what pieces we might want to segment out effectively. For the recompete, to get to the last part of your question, we're looking at segmenting out the end user hardware as a service and managing it that separately. So right now it's bundled, it's in the basic thing that we buy with our current service provider, but we're looking to break that out and treat that separately, and that helps us in a couple of ways. It helps us drive some more affordability into that piece of the business, and it also helps us maintain our ability to keep that separate in the budget environment from the rest of the pieces of what we consume. So from a budgetary standpoint, it helps us control and level out the budget over time, and it's very, very helpful to us to be able to do that.
Abreu says the Navy will decide the total number of segments in the fall. If it does go with a multi-source contract, the Navy may also consider a bridge contract. The Navy would award the contract before the summer of 2018, but would keep HP Enterprise Services on to overlap for a period. By doing that, HP Enterprise Services can stay on to help train the new companies as they take over the contract. What the Navy's really trying to stress in this NGEN contract is flexibility. That's especially important to the military service considering how fast IT landscapes are changing. By going to different companies for different services, the Navy can get a company that specializes in clouds to do cloud services, and one that specializes in file sharing for its file sharing needs. The ultimate goal, according to multiple sources in the Navy, is to provide a better, more seamless experience for the warfighter. Here's Phil Anderson, the Deputy Program Manager for Naval Enterprise Networks.
Things are changing in terms of what customers and stakeholders want. And this is just four of a few. Provisioning service provisioning and delivery to speed to outcome. So what we've heard loud and clear is the process that we have currently for delivering services doesn't match the customer's need for speed. So they have a requirement that they have, they want a new item on a network or they want a new service, they really need it done very quickly. CONUS and OCONUS alignment, right? Bring your OCONUS networks into the CONUS fold. One that we've heard over and over and over again because it impacts how you deliver services. There's a thought that different users of the network require different levels of service. So when you look at availability, reliability, and security, there's a threshold that you have that must be true for everybody. But then there's others that different working hours, different expectations of that individual, different levels of importance in terms of national defense, their levels of service are going to be a little bit different than the ones for the standard.
Other things driving the change in engine are industry trends and the advancement of technology. The Navy says it wants to stay up to date with the best IT and the best IT services. Of course, there are some challenges that may pop up as well. With all these different companies working on one system, there are bound to be some problems between companies. Anderson says the Navy doesn't want to have to deal with any of those issues between companies when it comes to the segments of engine. Here's Anderson again.
If you go to a multi-sourcing model, one of the great fears is you're going to create a lot of seams that you don't know how to close, you don't know how to integrate well, right? So part of that has been clearly industry does that today, right? You have partnerships already because you guys showed it to us, right? Where you've got different vendors providing different tools. Some of those tools are vendor agnostic. And so there's an integration function that you already know how to do when you have different vendors providing services, but you don't want the customer to see what's going on behind the scenes. And this is really important. If you support a multi-sourcing model, right, because we're going to send this stuff out for more comment, you have to make sure that we have the confidence that the government is not sitting at the table between two vendors watching people squabble over service level performance issues and things like that.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.